All right, so hello again. This is Bethany, and welcome, rock stars. This is our Rock Stars on a Mission strategy session selling training. And just so you know, a little housekeeping, I did send out a handout for this training, and it's in your email box right now as we speak. You won't need it for the call, but it will help you definitely later. I have included a script for you to begin to make these phone calls, to make these, to begin to sell, you know, your programs, and there's a nice script there for you. So if you didn't see that, then check your email either now or when you get off the call, and you will see that. All right, so let's dive right in without any further ado. We're all set here. Just checking out my, just to make sure I'm, again, not muted and everything is good. All right, so again, if something crazy happens, hit star 2. I have everybody muted right now because there's a lot of you on the line. But if something crazy happens and you can't hear me, of course, you know, press star 2 to raise your hand. All right. So if you have the handout, then you can check it out now. Again, it's part handout, part script. So there's some notes on there, and there's also the script. But I want to dive right in because we have a ton to cover today. So let's go ahead and get started. What I like to start with first is talking about what a strategy session is, which, you know, you're going to get the training on that today, but there's a mindset that goes along with the strategy session, and I want to start there with the mindset. But you've already been, if you have no idea what this is, you actually should have a little bit of an idea if you were at the retreat, because we gave you a script for your videos, and we had you bringing people to a free strategy session with you, okay? And so your strategy session is basically a sales call. However, the way we do it here and what I'm going to teach you today, it's packed with value and insight and transformation for your perfect customer. So it's not just a sales pitch. It's not, you know, we're not muscling and straining and pushing. We are offering incredible value. In fact, if you're looking at the sheet that I sent out, it actually says on it, give big value, make big offers. So this is your opportunity to talk to your perfect customer, your rock star client, to give them incredible value and clarity, and to make your offer of what you are selling, which is your incredible services, okay? So we'll dive into the mindset here, and after that, I'll take some questions, and then we'll go right into what the script looks like. And there's lots of choices there for you in the script, because I tried to come up with different, you know, words and ways for all of you, you know, for as many, of you as I could think of, so that everybody would be able to look at that and make it their own, perfectly created just for you. All right, so the mindset. This is what I want you to wrap your head around, you know, selling. The second we say selling, marketing, all those words trigger lots of fear, lots of, you know, I don't want to be a pushy salesperson. I don't want to, you know, I want to treat people with respect, you know, just like we want to be treated. So this will help you to wrap your head around what this looks like, what the energy is going into the strategy session, what it is and what it isn't, okay? So the very first one is trust your people to know what is valuable to them, you know, what they need is actually, and what it's worth for them, okay? So what I mean by that is a lot of us, again, are afraid to be pushy, to ask for a sale, to give them a number that they can't handle, and a lot of us will make adjustments, right, to we'll make adjustments to our offer, you know, to what we want to offer. So if we had set a price for $1,500 for six months of work or 3 months of work, and then we get a feeling that maybe they can't handle that, we'll already within that this strategy session start to reduce the price. What I want you to do is trust that they know what's valuable to them, trust that they can handle it, and stick to your guns and leave your investment price at the price. Don't start reducing it because you think they can't handle it, okay? So there's a trust here, and the trust goes both ways, and you'll see how it goes both ways. But first, you want to trust them, that they're adults, that they can handle it, that they can know what's valuable to them. So the second piece that's really important in the mindset, and I feel like the mindset section for me keeps growing as I do more strategy sessions, as I learn more, as I teach it more, you know, because I'm gathering from my own experience, from Margaret's experience, from trainings that I go to, Brendan Burchard, David Nagel, Marsha Weider. So as I'm out there learning and using it, and so is Margaret, you know, we're adjusting the important pieces of this mindset, and I feel like it keeps growing. Again, with the intention of you really wrapping your head around that, what this process looks like and feels like. So the second piece is, psychologically, it is proven and researched, and it's a fact that humans do not move or change unless they're in pain. So, and you know that from your own life. You know that from what it took you to say yes to your investment today. You were in some pain. There was some problem that you needed solved that was causing some issues in your life that you knew you needed Margaret for, that you needed the Rockstars on a Mission program for, right? And so know that, right? So know that that pain, we call it pain or tension, okay, that tension is necessary in order for you to in order for your perfect clients to be in order for them to make a choice, whether it's, you know, to work with you or not. They need to feel the pain. They need to feel that tension. So let me take 1 minute to clarify tension as opposed to pressure. Tension is that inner tension, right? This is from Lisa Sasevich, and she's incredible at sales. It's the inner tension that they see. I have this goal, I have this place where I want to be, and this is where I am now, and there's this big chasm between me and where I want to be. That's internal tension, as opposed to pressure, which is outside pressure, which is what we don't want, right? It's when you're like, you must do this, you have to do this, you know you want it, you've got to do it, you know, and that's that external pressure that we've experienced before in our own lives with, you know, salespeople that we don't like. That's what people don't like, and that's not what we're doing here. We want internal tension, and that comes from you showing them where they are now, where they want to be, and that gap. We call it the gap. That's the pain that they're in, okay? Now, I went to David Nagel's mastermind with Margaret, and he's pretty incredible. If you don't know who he is, he's, you know, one of the top coaches in this industry, and, you know, million-dollar business at least. And he gave this incredible comparison to this kind of selling, and what he said was, it's as if they, so that psychological pain, right, that gap, it's up to you as the person who sees what, you know, as you're looking at your customer, you're looking at your client, or, you know, you're on the phone with them, you see their pain. You know the pain they're in. You know from your niche interviews. You know from the people that you've worked with. You know because you are probably your perfect customer, your rock star customer, right? So you see and you know the pain, okay? And it's an emergency. So I want you to sort of wrap your head around the fact that this could be an emergency for them, right? And in your own life, if you've had an emergency and somebody has helped to save your life, you know, it puts you together with them. There's a bond. There's a bond that's created. So in this kind of scenario, it's not necessarily an emergency where there, you know, is bleeding and without you, they're going to, you know, die, they're going to bleed out, right? But you do remember from the retreat when Margaret brought you through finding your rock star customer, the one that has this urgent problem, this expensive problem, right? It's an urgent and expensive problem. Well, that could be considered an emergency at some point. And even when I look at my own life and I look at this work that, you know, I've done with Margaret, I was where you are, you know, a few years ago, and I remember telling Margaret, you know, this has saved my life. You know, and would I have died without it? No. But where I am now compared to where I was even, you know, a few years ago, financially in my, you know, I mean, most of you know I'm getting divorced. and, you know, so in my personal life and all of, you know, my business, all of that has completely transformed due to the work that I've done with Margaret. And I feel like it has saved my life, which would imply that there was some kind of emergency happening, right? It has saved my life. And when we're, these conversations, this strategy session, this conversation that you have, I want you to think about it like it's an emergency, like you could be saving someone's life, because it's true. You have something to offer that they are in desperate need of, okay? So, and it's not to be dramatic, and it's not to, you know, again, say that, you know, they're having a heart attack and you're there with the paddles, but it could get to that point, depending on who you are and what you offer, okay? That's why I love this work, because I do feel like we're actually saving people's lives. We're showing them this incredible business, this incredible power that they have that they may not have known, that they may not have experienced before. We get to show that to them, and that, like, lights me up. I love that, okay? Now, what David says is that when you can see it as an emergency, that if they don't say yes, there, you know, it's going to lead to an emergency. It helps you to stand in this enrollment call, in this conversation, in a really powerful place. It helps you really see the value and transformation that you offer. Okay, and you know, he said, breakdowns are our breakthroughs, right? And we break through or we die. So we stay stagnant, we don't grow, we stay at this place that is, you know, unhappy. And if we don't break through, we die. I know I felt that way, and maybe you've experienced the same thing. So what I want you to see in this is that you just, in the last call with me, worked through the incredible transformation that you provide, the benefits that you provide, and I want you to see that as saving their life, as giving them an incredible offer that's going to make their lives 10 times easier, that's going to save them money, that's going to allow them to step into their power, allow them to not get walked on anymore, allow them to feel this incredible life, allow them to eat incredible food, allow them to experience the soulmate, the person that's going to help them, you know, feel complete in their life, right? So what you offer is incredible and can save somebody's life. So I just want you to see that. And also not to be confused with the saving of lives that I used to love to do that everybody hated, which was, you know, pushing my agenda, you know, manhandling my family. You have to do this, you have to do that. If you don't tap, then you're an idiot. And not to be confused with that kind of saving of lives, which maybe you have experienced as well. Okay, so this might be a totally new way of you thinking about who you are and thinking about what sales can be. So I just want you to let that sink in for a minute, okay? And, you know, it's sort of like, it's like their psychological emergency, you know, and that's what I want you to see. And what you're going to see in these conversations is that you go into this with incredible compassion. You go into this with incredible patience. And what ultimately can happen is you allow them to see their own problem. You allow them to see and have clarity in where they are in this moment. And that, my friends, is a humongous gift that you can be giving them. And then there you are with the solution. You know, you happen to have an incredible solution, and they get to choose, you know, yes or no. All right, so on the similar vein, if you're looking at the handout, it's when you look at this conversation, you can look at it as sacred, right? That they have a hurt, they have a pain, and they are suffering, and that you are someone who can help them heal, okay? And this is no matter what you do, it could be considered, you know, a healing as you are entering into these incredible conversations. We drastically underestimate our power and our contribution, and I know that you know, we're afraid of manipulating, right? We don't want to be cheesy and slimy and yucky and manipulative, right? But remember, we're using our fifth chakra here, and in this conversation, we can use it for good or we can use it for not good, right? We've got that choice. So knowing that you're entering these conversations, you get to use your fifth chakra to contribute to somebody's life, to help them see, again, this gap. This, you'll hear me say that a million times, to help them see the gap, to help them see where they are and where they want to be and what's missing for them. And that clarity is worth $1 million. So you're entering into these conversations not as manipulating, but you're actually contributing to their transformation in their life. In this strategy session conversation, it's, and I should have put this percentage on there, but it's, you know, you're going to be, especially in the first three quarters of it, you're going to be, you know, 80% listening and 20% talking. Okay? I want you to hear that again. 80% listening, you know, maybe it's 75, and 20% talking. Okay? Which means that this is an inquiry. It's your job to have an open heart and to ask the challenging questions to allow your perfect customer or client to discover where they are, to discover what they're willing to stand for, what they're willing to tolerate. So this can also be called a discovery session. Some of you call it a discovery session. But it's a discovery session when they discover it on their own. Remember, you're creating that internal tension, not the external pressure. And that comes when they discover on their own, and that's when you stop talking. This is a big challenge for all of you, and it was a big challenge for me. So I would advise that you record your sessions, that you record your strategy sessions. You just tell them, you know, just like you hear when you make customer service calls all the time, you know, this call will be recorded for, you know, quality assurance, for, quality assurance is a good one. And then you can let a coach or each other in, you know, using each other as coaches to say, hey, can you listen to this to see, you know, am I talking too much? You know, where did I go wrong? You will hear and get incredible information when you record these. You will be completely shocked at how much you talk compared to how much they talk. You'll think that you're closing your mouth. You'll think you're giving them time, but you will be shocked at how it is not 80-20 or even 75-15. I don't know, I can't even do my math, that's pathetic. So you want to, you know, make sure that you give them enough opportunity to really speak what's on their mind, to answer your questions thoroughly, and the questions you continue to ask are follow-up questions. You'll see that all in the script, right? But this is really important. This is not a convincing session. It is a opening of your heart to really to be curious, and to guide them to have their own aha moment within this conversation. So this is not a free coaching, healing, or working session, okay? It is not. There should not be tapping. There should not be any healing exercises. You are not giving advice on, you know, if you're a business coach, you're not going to tell them, well, in order to, you know, have more, in order to make a bigger impact, then you need to do videos. And here's how you should do the videos. You should make 5 videos, and the first one should be, you know, you should be knocking them their socks off right away with transformation. No, that is not what this is, right? It is a strategy session. So the strategy is, what's your problem? Helping them see that super clearly, because they probably don't even know what their real problem is. Helping them see that super clearly. Helping them see their goals, where they want to go. And helping them see that, hey, if I don't do something, if I don't either take these steps to take this, you know, take the steps that you're offering for me in these coaching sessions to get there, then I need to find another way to get there, but I need to get there somehow. And what I'm doing now isn't working. right? Or it's a discovery session because you're helping them to discover those same things, right? So it's incredibly valuable. However, this is not free coaching, not free healing, not a free working session. And another great reason to record these is because you will see how much you actually coach, how much you actually, and you'll know that because people won't buy from you because you will give them too much. So let me add one more little piece of that. We think it's good. We think it's a good thing to coach. We think it's a good thing to give them some advice, right? I'm going to help them tap just so that they're not, you know, in so much pain because we're compassionate people, right? Well, you know, I was at a Marcia Weider event, and she was doing her laser coaching to the group, and it was incredible because she said over and over and over and over again, you know, this is not, do not, when you're doing these sessions and discovery sessions with people, you're not coaching them. And she says, because it's a huge disservice, what happens is you give them, and you've heard Margaret and I say it, you give them a little piece, right? And they think that they're complete. They think that they're done. They think that this is it. They don't, so they feel better in the moment. And we think that's great. Yay, you feel better, right? But they're missing the bigger picture, right? You know that it's not, that one little piece that you gave them is not enough. It is not enough for them to get to the transformation that you know that they're capable of doing, okay? So it's a disservice to help them feel better in this little, because the tension's hard, because it's hard to stand there, because you need courage to stand there, right? So when you're in that moment and you break under the pressure of yourself and you coach them, you tap with them, you give them some healing, they think they're feeling better in the moment, so they're complete. They're not going to buy from you. 99% of the time, they won't. And then they move on, and guess what? They're in the same situation. They're going to go to somebody else, and somebody else is going to have courage, and they're going to stand there, and they're going to say, look, I could tap with you right now, but here's what you need. You need to sit with me for 3 months because we need to work on this, this, and this. And that's what you need. And they're going to say, oh, my God, thank you so much, holy miracle, for clarifying that for me. Yes, yes, sign me up. And they're going to make the sale. They're going to get what you could have given them. They will get it from somebody else, right? But you have to stand in that place, and if you make it a free coaching call or a healing, it's not going to happen. And let me tell you one quick little story at that event. So literally, you know, Marcia Weider had just said that to the group. I was actually on the sidelines. I was representing Margaret and I and the Rockstars on a Mission program. And I had a girl come up to me, and she was definitely, you know, strung out as far as, you know, there was a lot of information. She was feeling the tension. She was feeling nervous. She was, you know, in her business, she was really struggling. And what she said was, there's too many offers here. It's not fair. Everybody's, you know, trying to sell things. And you know, I don't know what to buy, and it's just not right. And so she's kind of going on in that vein. I said, well, what do you do? And she was a coach. I said, well, how's your business? Well, not good. Okay, so right there, you can see that she's having trouble because people are making offers, which is sometimes what happens at events. People make offers, and you get to choose. Yes, this is what helps me. No, this doesn't. So she was angry at them for doing that, but yet you can see how it translates in her business, and she wasn't doing it herself. Okay, she wasn't making offers. She wasn't asking people for money. She wasn't having these kind of challenging conversations. And what's happening is she's running out of money, and she's financially in trouble. So what she said to me, what I really need is for you to tap with me right now because I'm anxious and I'm stressed out, and I need you to tap with me. Okay. Now, after just hearing Marcia Weider, which she was privy to the same knowledge, you know, and to be honest, if that was, you know, a year or two ago, I probably would have tapped with her. I would have said, well, let me just show her how great tapping is and how it works, and she'll be sure to want more. However, I just heard ringing in my ear, Marcia Weider, do not do that. So I was like, okay, Marcia, I'll try. So I stood there and I said, well, you know, asked her a few more questions to clarify about her business, where she's at, saw that she was in trouble, saw that she didn't have the strategies, and I saw exactly what product. In fact, it was 7 levels that I knew she needed. I'm like, look, if you do this and you work through this program, you will start to reveal the vows that you have around money and your value. I said, and it will help you immensely to get through what you're going through right now. In fact, it's going, because she had given me some of her history. And then you'll be a completely different person on the other end of it. Well, no, I want you to do some tapping now. I'm like, well, and I blatantly told her, I said, I could tap with you right now. I said, and you would feel better for 5 minutes. However, I know that when you leave here, you're going to be in the same trouble that you're in. You're going to have the same issues, the same problems, because that takes more than 5 minutes to fix, because it took more than 5 minutes to create. You know, it was your life up until now of values, of vows, of beliefs that you have, taken on that are leading to you to where you are now. I said, so sure, I could tap with you in this 5 minutes. However, I'm choosing not to, because I want to honor the place that you're in, and I want to offer you a real solution. And this is a real solution for you, and it's very affordable. Are you willing to invest in you right now to get to where you want to be? And that was how I worded it. And she said she would come back, and I knew she wouldn't, because she wanted the instant, the instant release, the instant results, which she wasn't going to get from me in that moment. And I felt totally fine with that. You know, I knew that she was going to go somewhere else, and she was going to, try to get, she wasn't somebody who was going to buy in that moment. I got that feeling right away. And that was okay. She wasn't our perfect client, right? But again, when we can really stand in this place, we are much more powerful, and we are offering an incredible value and transformation to the person that's in front of you, either standing in front of you or on the phone when you're making these calls, okay? So I just want to, star that one, because that's a really big one. All right, which leads me to what I was just saying, yes or no. You want them to say yes or no. You want a hard yes, a hard no. We don't want to leave them languishing in that in-between world, okay? We want a hard yes or a hard no. Yes, we're in, credit card number, make a sale. Or no, absolutely not, this is not the right time for me. Okay, great, no problem. I'm here if you change your mind, but no problem that you said no, this isn't the time for you, great. Okay, yes or no, no languishing in between. Which is why when that woman that was at that Marsha Weider event, when she said no, and it was a very firm no, I was like, okay, that's fine, no problem. Good luck. Okay. Let's see. Oh, so this, you are interviewing them as well, right? We've done so much work so far already in the program on your, perfect rock star client, right? And you've looked into what you want, what you don't want, right? Remember, just like your niche interviews, this is also, you are also interviewing them, okay? You, as you are asking these questions that are based on the problem that you solve, right? What's fun for you, the work that you do, this may or may not be your perfect rock star client. And if they're not, you can tell them that. I have done that. I've done a lot of that recently, where I've had folks who just want to come to me, for tapping, and that's not what I do. I work on your business, and I'll tap with you, right? And if not, I'll refer them to somebody else. So I'm listening, and what I want you to start listening for is this a perfect client for me? And sometimes at the beginning, you take a wider net of clients, and that is perfectly fine, because you're still figuring out where you are and who you want to work with. Perfectly fine. As you, are more experienced, as you work with more people, you will begin to see, I love working with these kind of people. I do not love working with these kind of people. You will hone this process even more so that you can begin to screen out even better from the very beginning who you want to work with and who you don't, and you'll start to know right at the very beginning. And then you can, cut off some of these phone calls, and they don't have to be as long, and you can save some of your time, because you'll know exactly who you want to work with and who you don't, okay? All right, so I do see a hand raised, so let me go to Mary. Hey there, Mary.
Hello, Bethany.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's time to ask questions, but and if not, I can wait. So
Yeah, is it about what I have talked about so far?
Yes, it's about, I had three strategy sessions with people I had never worked with before, and they all resulted in them wanting to come in for a session, and that's where I'm at, is that I do the strategy session, they see their pain, you know, I let them sit in their pain, what is it costing you? They go, absolutely, I want to work with you. But since they're new to tapping, have never experienced it, have never, you know, they don't, none of them have wanted to do the, you know, one of my packages, they first wanted to experience the work. And so I did that and did the session. Well, they ended up feeling so great after the session, and then I always call like a day or two later, see how they're doing, and you know, they're like, no, I feel really good, and you know, so I definitely want to work with you again, but I'll call you. And so
okay,
that's my thing. They have a great breakthrough. They feel it. So
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. That's great, Mary. So I'll address that right now. I'm gonna mute you again, but that's perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Awesome. And then what I think I'll do is if anyone has any more questions, you can certainly raise your hand now. I'll wait until I'm done with this part, but that's great, Mary. Thank you for that. Let me think before I want to answer that. Hold on one second. I want to write myself a note. Yeah, so when you... I'll answer that right now. That's fine. And this kind of goes a little bit more into the strategy session itself. But when you have an easy way to fix that problem, and I'll reiterate this when we get further into the material, but an easy way to fix that problem, or one of the ways that I have found, is, yes, if somebody hasn't experienced tapping, hasn't experienced you, then and they're hesitant to buy a package, what I would say is, well, you know, here's what I've seen with clients. You know, in order to get some kind of transformation, like I wouldn't even work with somebody if they just wanted one session, because I know that they need more than that. So I would use that. You know, here's what I've seen in my clients. You know, when you have a problem with your, you know, with your money and your business, and, you know, just having, just going through one session isn't going to be enough, because we really need to get to the core beliefs and values that you have around your money, and that's going to translate into more sales for you. So here's what I would advise. And what I see most of my clients is that they work really well with, you know, a six session package. However, I understand that you haven't experienced tapping before, and that you want to see if this is going to work for you. So I offer a money back guarantee. And if in that first session you do not have any results, then and you're unhappy, then I will happily refund your money. However, I would suggest, and in fact, I don't even work with folks for one session anymore, because I really see that, yes, you can feel good initially, but in order to have lasting transformation, in order to really have this, you know, in order to really get to that breakthrough that you're looking for, it's going to take longer than that. So I would suggest the six-week package or the six-session package. All right, Mary, so, and that, you know, will go for any of you, but that's a great way. You know, the money-back guarantee puts their mind at ease. And as we know, with all of our stuff that we provide, whoever you are, you know, on the Rockstars, in the Rockstars program, after the first meeting or the first session, they're going to have some aha moment, which it's your job to tell them, hey, look at this incredible aha moment you had. And they're going to be satisfied. I rarely give money back, but if somebody truly wasn't happy, I would do that. I mean, I really had to. Okay? So I just want to continue with the mindset, because this is really important, and then we'll get to the actual strategy. And but this is super important, and this is where I find people, when they dive right into the strategy, this is the issue, and a lot of it is within the mindset. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, so you are interviewing them too, yes or no, you know, whether you want to have them or not. And this next piece is really important for me, and it's, I have seen this, I've heard people try to do this, and it just doesn't work. this we call it a strategy session because it takes time. It requires intense listening on your part. Remember, it's an inquiry. You're asking lots of questions. Well, you want to schedule a time for that. Now, what I just told you about, like that Marsha Weeders event, that was sort of a mini one. That wasn't really the time to have a huge, you know, strategy session. But within that moment, her and I, you know, it was just a $197 product we were selling. So, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was pretty low priced, and compared to everything else that was being sold at the event. And I was able to answer her direct question right there. But in general, when you are at a networking event, that is not the place to be having strategy sessions. If you're at people go to holistic fairs or, you know, something like that. Excuse me, but I need a drink before I choke. Oh, okay. Excuse me. So that is not the place to be having these strategy session interviews or enrollment conversations. They take about half an hour, maybe 40 minutes, depending on, you know, how long you've been doing them. And in order to really listen and really dig deep, you need space and you need time. Okay. So what you can do at these fairs, at these other networking events, is make an appointment for a strategy session. Okay. You don't want to be doing them at these events. So this was huge. Remember I just told you we went to the David Nagel event. What you believe you can sell, if you don't believe it, you won't sell it. It is 100 based on your belief system, okay? And you know that. You already know this, but I'm reinforcing it again. And what's kind of crazy and hard is that all the obstacles that you come up against in your conversations are going to be reflections of your issues and are great places to tap, okay? Because it's going to reveal to you where you don't value yourself, where you're struggling with money, where you're struggling with the sales process, where you're struggling with your offer, whether or not you believe that you can offer this kind of transformation, okay? So when David said that, I was like, whoa, you know, and it, you know, one, it's 100% based on your belief system, you know, because you've seen salespeople who can sell anything to anybody, right? And here, you're selling your own thing. And when you sell you, which immediately means you're selling you, it's a lot more challenging, which is why there's so much buildup and so much tapping and so much transformational work that, you know, we put together at the beginning of this program. It's to help you prepare for this, because it's different if you're selling somebody else or if you're selling for yourself. It ups the ante. It's more challenging. It brings out all of your stuff, okay? And what I want you to remember, so just, you know, be writing these things down when you're having these sessions and you're recording them. Write down what you've come up against, because, again, that's going to give you some great tapping for you, okay? You are giving the gift of clarity in these sessions, so I really want you to hear that and see that you're giving the gift of clarity. That is part of their transformation. Just like your niche interviews, this conversation is also a tool to collect more verbiage, powerful marketing language from your rock star clients and customers, okay? So you want to definitely be taking notes. And the questions that you ask, when you're asking some of these questions, like, well, what is the cost if you don't, you know, if you're in the same place next year, what's that going to cost you? That's information that's going to be super valuable that you can now use for your marketing, all right? So these enrollment conversations are also valuable tools for you. And my last point to wrap around this mindset is, without sales, you do not make money, period. It's just the way it is. Without sales, you will not make money. Now, on the flip side of that, if that sounds horrible and disheartening and you're like, screw you, I hate sales, I don't want to do it, it's too scary, it's too hard, you can start tapping right now. But on the flip side of that is, once you master this, you'll never run out of money, because you will be able to enroll people into the incredible transformation that you provide. And I feel so comfortable with all of this, because teaching it to you, I know who you are. I know that you rock stars are incredibly heart-centered and compassionate. You're offering this incredible transformation. You are changing the world. You are on a mission. You know, you're not settling. You're stepping up. You're investing in yourself. So when I'm talking to you and giving and saying, you know, without sales, you don't make money, I'm trying to shake you up and say, hey, get your butts in gear. Get your mission out there. Be seen. Be visible. And on the flip side of that is once you master this, you never run out of money. As long as you, of course, have somebody to talk to and to make a sale for. But when you master this, you will talk to your perfect customers, your perfect clients, and you will get people saying yes. And then you will, therefore, have income, right? It's that crucial. But guess what? You're going to have a script. And that's what's brilliant about this. There's a way to walk through it that is compassionate and honors you and respects your perfect customer. So I'm going to ask if there are any questions about this mindset piece of it, and then we'll dive into the step-by-step conversation, and then I'll take questions after that for that part of it. So, Brad, I see your hand up. So let me see. Wait, Brad. Oops. There we go. Hey, Brad.
Hey. Have you ever tried doing a tapping to get somebody familiar with tapping on a subject which is not what they're here for, just so they have an experience? So, for example, I will often use chocolate as a demonstrator when I'm teaching EFT, because most people can get a huge shift in their desire for that chocolate. And so they've had a demonstration, but it's not with their problem.
Mm-hmm, sure. No, I haven't. And I think that's because it's interesting. Most of the time, the people that I have talked to, and I guess that's a good way to do it, but most of the time the people I've talked to either have come from a demonstration that I've done, you know, or a workshop or something that I've done, so they've been exposed to it. They've come in through my website, and I've had tapping on my website. So most people that I've talked to have had some experience with tapping. I'm still thinking about doing that. Now, are you talking in a group or like a one-on-one?
I was thinking of the example that you gave where the person didn't know about tapping, or I guess it was Mary who said didn't know about tapping.
Mary.
So
right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. So here's what I want to say about that. When practitioners are starting out, they rely heavily on their modality, like tapping or whatever the modality is, and they sort of discount their own coaching abilities, their own ability to bring about transformation, their own process, their own experiences, their own their own way that they bring people through. And I think more emphasis gets put on the tapping. Therefore, there's a need to show people that tapping works, or if somebody's hesitant about tapping. I think that's more of a reflection of your own insecurity, I think, as a practitioner, and not just you, Brad, but I mean all of us as a practitioner. And it's a legitimate concern because they've also never experienced tapping. I think the better way to deal with that is to, say what I had said before, to still not even bring them through a tapping, because is that really going to make it or break it for them? You know, what I say is, okay, if you've never experienced tapping, it's one of the methods that I use, and we'll definitely dive into that in your first session, and you can see if, you know, it's effective for you, or, you know, like I said before, but it's not the only approach that you have, and I want everybody to hear that. It's not the only approach. It's you as a human being with experiences and a fifth chakra, and it's how energy, you know, resonates, comes out of you into the other person. So that's a piece of it. It's your own process. It's what you've experienced. It's how you talk to people. It's your heart, your compassion, your brain. It's all of that, and there's this modality here, okay? So I feel that when we feel the need to show them, or they're asking, well, I've never had tapping before. I don't even know. I don't even know if I like it or if it works or whatever. That's sort of beside the point. I think what's more important is this the transformation that you're looking for? Have you been sitting at your home, unable to leave the house, and you are dying to be in a relationship and have a soulmate relationship? And you're sitting there and you're like totally alone and you're sick and tired of being alone and you're drowning in your sorrows. Do you want something? Are you dying for that soulmate? Are you dying for that juicy love? If you're dying for the juicy love, and I have asked them enough questions that they are going to see where they are and the transformation that they want and the gap that they're in, it should be beside the point how they get there. They should be willing to, you know, walk on a tightrope or, you know, stand up and down in the middle of the street and flap their wings if that's actually part of the process and that's how it works. Like, it really shouldn't matter how they get there as long as they trust that you can get them there. And the trust doesn't come in with showing them, oh, this is the process that I use and this is how it works. Yes, you need a process, but you can demonstrate that by saying, you know what, I have experienced this myself, or I've worked with clients. And even if you've worked with one, you've worked with one. You know, I've worked with clients, and I've taken them from point A to point B through my proven process. And, you know, we start where you, and even you can be as vague as, you know, we start where you are right now. We're going to dive right into, like, the pain that you're in right in this moment, and we're going to work through that. We're going to alleviate that. That way you have enough bandwidth and energy to now dive into what's the core, what's the core piece of, you know, the main vow that's keeping you totally stuck in your money and your finances. Then we're going to work on that. That means we're going to go to the past a little bit and see what's driving that. And then we're going to have you set up with a strategy to move forward, set some goals for you, and, you know, we'll take some steps into setting those goals and moving you forward. All right? So when you've said that, and I understand that some of you may not know your process because you're just beginning, or you're starting a new program and maybe it's a little bit vague, that's fine. You can say what I just said, right? And when you show somebody that you can take them from A to B, and here's what I've seen in clients, you know, because they're going to want to know, have you done this before? You know, you've done it yourself, probably. You've experienced it yourself. Or, yeah, you know, I worked with somebody, and she was really struggling. And once we worked through this process, you know, it was pretty crazy. You know, she was able to ask for more money in her business, and she made a sale, you know, her first $2,000 sale by going through this process. Or she, you know, was trying to lose weight, and after going through this process, she was able to look in the mirror for the first time and say, wow, I'm actually beautiful. I love myself, or I like myself, and she just stopped hating herself, and she lost 5 pounds, you know. So no matter what you do, it's the process, it's your transformation that is paramount to your actual modality that you use, which is why I don't think there should be healing or tapping or anything in these strategy session calls. Does that make sense, Brad?
Yeah, it did. Thanks.
All right, cool. Thanks. And Mary, hopefully you were in on that too. And all of you, I just, again, when we start out, we have so much dependence on the modality, and not to underestimate it because it's an incredible tool, but it is only a tool. I want you, and I, as we just went through that last week with your transformation and your benefits, to truly see that it's not just the modality, it's you. It is what you bring to the table, okay? So we have Laura Dox Gilmore. Hey, lady.
Hi. Okay, so because I'm not doing what you guys do, I think when I go into a strategy session with people, I mean, uh-huh. I've harped on them and said, oh, blah, 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 right? I've done all that. But my big thing now is, you know, you can read a book, you can go on the plan or follow some paleo diet, but until you get to the root cause of what's really driving why you're feeling so crappy, you need to uh-huh. go spend the money, invest in your future, and see a functional uh-huh. medical practitioner to get to the root cause of what's really causing your issues. And then you come and work with me, and I will help you with the recipes to support what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Is that where we're going with this?
Yeah. So your thing is going to be recipes, right? Your thing is going to be, you're going to be on you know, you're going to be on TV, and you're going to have your own show and your own cooking show, right?
Yeah.
That's it. That's where we're going, right? Great. So, yeah. So, in fact, that's one of you, that's partners that you should be looking for.
Yeah.
Those are partners you should be looking for. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful relationship that you can have with them. Hey, you know, you can leave them to me after, and I will guide them towards you for the initial getting to the root cause of the problem. Yes, so that's one way that if that's not, again, this is a strategy session, we also offer resources. So if they're not your perfect customer or not ready for you yet, then you can say that exactly. Hey, you know, I can recommend this incredible practitioner for you first, and then they can still see you simultaneously or, you know, in parallel, or you come to me after, you know, after you've worked through their program.
Right.
But, yeah, that's a great way, if they're not ready for you, to still be an incredible resource. And people are shocked when you do that. When you actually, when you are honest enough to say, you know what, you're not ready for me yet, or you're not the perfect customer for me yet, but here's a resource. I want you to call this person and then call me after, or we can work on this while you're working on this. They're going to fall in love with you even more because nobody does that. People, you know, just say, oh, I want you, and I'm going to try to make it work, and nobody does that. Nobody pushes somebody to somebody else. Okay, but it's a great way to honor them where they are in that moment.
Yeah, because everybody wants the quick fix, right?
Everybody wants a quick fix, my friend, and that's why I got to the point even where I wouldn't even offer a one session, and if I did, I made it like this astronomical amount. So if they wanted to pay that whole, which some people did, and I was like, cool, you want to pay that amount? Fine, I'll talk with you for an hour. But I made it so much that, and I explained it because, look, we're not in the business of quick fixes. Yes, tapping, you can feel stress relief, or anyone out, you know, or they can, you know, maybe cook this one thing and maybe feel better, but they're going to get tired of that one thing if they're not getting to the root cause, or they're not going to stick to it, or whatever. You know, we want to get, we are all about a more longer term transformation. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, lady. Thank you. Good point. All right, so let's get into the actual script piece of it. Okay, now the script is pretty lengthy because I tried to give you a bunch of questions that will help you in the conversation. Okay, what I want you to do is try some of them out and then see what works best for you. And then you can make your own little script that's a little bit shorter and smaller, okay? But my intention was to cover as many of you as I could and to give you enough questions, because remember, this is active listening, open heart, open mind, which means asking really poignant, important questions, okay? So let's get to the beginning of the script. So you want to open the conversation. You want to open enrollment session, you know, whatever you want to call it, open the discovery session. And you're going to start that by setting your expectations. Now, what I would like to see you all move to, and this may or may not be happening right now, and if it's not, it's totally fine, but what you'll ultimately be moving to is a lot of your strategy sessions will, folks will be coming into, you know, they'll be going on your website, or they'll be you know, even if I was at, you know, when I was teaching workshops, I would have people signing up for strategy sessions in that moment, right? Well, what I would do when I got home is I would send them an application for a strategy session. And it has a lot of incredible questions, which you sort of, you filled one out when you came on the Rockstars on a Mission program. I have one on my website that I can send to you guys. There's lots of examples out there of what that looks like. And you want them to have some kind of screening process. And number one, it has them a little bit more committed to you, but it gives you already some insight so that you're prepared when you walk into this session. But whether or not you have had them fill it out, you can use this script. But it would be adjusted a little bit. If you had more information, you could more pointedly ask some questions, okay? If you don't have the information, then you can ask some more open-ended questions to get to that information on the in the script, and you'll see that as we go through. But what I would like to see sort of in the back of your mind, if you haven't already, is that at some point there's going to be a button or something on your website that says apply for a strategy session, okay? And then there's an application, they send it to your email, and then you get to set up a time with them to have their one-on-one call. All right, so let's set your expectations and your intention. There's two to choose from, okay? So I'm excited to get, so you literally say this, I'm excited to get to know you, and my intention in this session is to see where you are right now with, what is it, your business, your life, your food allergies, your love, whatever you solve, whatever problem you solve. So you fill in that blank, where you want to be, so what their goal is, and see if my programs are a good fit for you, or to see if we are a good match together. What that does is it opens you up that they know that at some point you're going to make an offer. At some point you're going to say, hey, do you want to buy this? You're setting them up right there so that they know that. There's no smoke and mirrors. There's no, you know, hiding behind a curtain and then, boo, you want to buy this now, right? There's no, like, you know, you're not surprising them. You're literally asking for permission right there, okay? It's a beautiful sentence. It's a beautiful opening. It gives you the freedom and flexibility to know that they know that you're going to ask for a sale, okay? Perfect. That's what we want to ask permission. There's none of this, you know, sneaky, yucky stuff. The second one is equally as beautiful. My intention in a session is to see what can give you the biggest leap in your blank. So is it your business, your love, your life this year? And I will ask a few questions to see where you are and how you can get there. How does that sound? So the permission piece comes in the first part of it, to see what can give you the biggest leap in your business, which means that as we go through and I ask you questions, ultimately at the end of it, I'm going to say, hey, remember I told you that what would give you the biggest leap? Well, I recommend this program. Okay? So if you're somebody with quite a few different programs, that's a good one to use because you're sort of looking, or the first one, you can say my programs are a good fit for you. If you have lots of programs, you want, or just one, it doesn't matter. But if you have a few, you might be sort of deciding, I think this one's perfect for you. Okay, but that's where the permission comes in, is I'm seeing what will give you the biggest leap, all right? Hugely important. Do not skip that step. Now, you want to clarify the problem or the gap or the pain, right? So we have been diving into this as we've worked with you at the retreat, and we worked with you on our training classes of your perfect rock star customer. Well, here it is, right? You know it. Now they need to see it. They need to see it for themselves. Remember, 80-20 rule, that you are asking questions. You are going to ask them, okay, what is your pain? You know, what is your problem? Let them see it themselves. This is that gift of clarity that you are helping them to get to. It takes courage for you to ask these questions, to stand in that place of the coach, to allow them to be a little uncomfortable, to ask pointed questions that they probably don't want to know the answers to. It takes courage for you to stand there. It takes courage for them to respond. So there's mutual respect going back and forth, okay? So initially, you want to ask them some direct questions about their life and the result that they're having right now. Now, again, these questions come from the problem that you solve and the pain points that you see your clients experience that you've already discovered. You may discover new ones. Feel free to grab those and put them on your marketing, on your website, and in all of your pieces of, you know, all of your marketing materials. But you have a really good sense. So that's where these questions are coming from. So you want to make sure you get to some exact results first. So right there, it says get to the exact results first. So here are some starter questions. Exactly what is your income in your business? Well, if they need your services, they're probably not going to want to say that. They're going to be embarrassed. But you have to ask these questions. How exactly, you know, is your life at this moment, right? So that's a little bit more general. You want to be as specific as you can depending on the problem you solve. But some of you may not exactly know. So you could feel free to ask that question. And depending on the answers you get, you may never ask that again. You might be like, oh, I need to ask the question this way, because what they're giving me for answers, I don't help with that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so if I now this is a simple example, but if I'm somebody who works with somebody in their business and in their or in their money, right? And I'm like, well, how's your life right now? They're like, well, you know, I sit at home a lot. I go to the beach. I'm not really getting along with my brother right now. In fact, he called me last night, and we got in a huge fight, and it really sucks. My life is terrible. Well, does that really help you at all? Do you have more of an idea of what the problem is with money, or what the problem is with weight loss, or what the problem is with a significant other? No, not really, right? Whereas if you ask, so, what is your money situation like right now? How much debt are you in? You know, those kind of questions would get right to some money if that was your thing, right? So keep going. How exactly are you feeling in your current job? So if you're somebody that helps them move out of that job or get a promotion, you might want to ask that question. What exactly are you doing to get out of the job you're in right now? What are you feeling with this diagnosis, or how are you dealing with this diagnosis? You know, Kathy, I was specifically thinking about you in this, but anyone who's, you know, who has a specific group of people that they're working with, you know, Kathy Hamilton works with folks who are dealing with breast cancer, or maybe just cancer, but also breast cancer. Well, she wants to know some of those answers to those questions. So if you have something like that, you can ask a question like that. How has not having a significant other affected your life? Or why is it important for you to have a significant other? Or what's it like sitting on the couch, you know, alone at night? Right? That's a little bit harsh. You might not want to ask it in that way. You might want to ask the general way first. But if they say, you know what, I'm on the couch by myself watching movies, I'm tired of it. Well, what's that like for you? What's it like to be on the couch alone every night? How do you feel? You know, you want to ask them more questions to draw it out, okay? What have you experienced with this food allergy? Or you can get specific. What is it like going to restaurants with a food allergy, you know, to get more specific? What have you tried already to lose weight? What programs have you tried? What diets have you tried? How does that feel for you? How is your personal power, if that's something you work with? What has it been like to put your career on the back burner all these years? Or as a military spouse, what have you sacrificed? Okay, so as you can see, these are all based on problems that you guys solve, right? And there's some general ones there if you need them. So then you want to ask some follow-up questions to take them deeper, to take them further, to help them really see what the issue is. This is more of your cost questions. Remember, we worked on that when we did our perfect client work, and we said, what's the cost? You did that in your niche interviews. You do that here. So, and what I would just want to say that this conversation is like a flow. So I'm not saying you go, I do want you to start with exact results first, and then depending on what they say, you may ask a follow-up question. You may acknowledge their pain and their feelings, right? So this is more of a flow, okay? And so you're that's why I want you have to try them out. You got to see what feels good for you, and why I gave you so many to choose from, because there's an ebb and flow to this conversation. So when you ask the exact, right, you may have some follow-ups. How long have you lived with this? What is your goal? All right, so this is what you're making in your income now. What's your goal? This is what you weigh now. What's your goal? How long has it been for you? You know, so, wow, it's so hard for you to be alone at night by yourself sitting on the couch. How long has this been for you? Wow, you've really been struggling in your internet marketing business, and, you know, your goal is, you know, $10,000 and you're making, you know, $2. How long has this been for you? How long has it been like this for you? What has that been like for you? Tell me more about that. Why is this so important to you? How much longer are you willing to live your life in this way? Okay. That one, that one comes a little bit later, you know, after you've asked a few more questions, you've really gotten them and they really can see it. How much longer are you willing to live in this way? What has the cost been for you around this? And you would say emotionally, what's the emotional cost been? Wow, that's really hard. That really must be tough for you. I can't imagine. Wow. You know, being, you know, feeling sad for like 2 years, or that you now you're finding it hard to get out of the house because you just, you know, you're sad all the time, or it's hard for you to be around other couples. Wow, you must really be lonely. Wow. How much longer, you know, would you live your life this way? Okay, you, those kinds of questions are hard, and you use them judiciously and with an open, compassionate heart. Okay? It's going to be hard for them to answer those. What's the cost been for you physically? All right, so even if we're talking, you know, money, you know, what's, all right, so you are struggling. Well, what's the cost physically? Well, you know, I kind of look like I feel like a slob. I look like a jerk because I haven't put together the money to buy the appropriate clothes. All right, so maybe that's not your perfect customer because they may or may not have the money to invest in you, but just as an example, just ask, you know, physically, because you never know what the response you're going to get. It might be something that surprises you that you now later use for your marketing. What's financial cost? What's the relationship cost? Other great questions to ask: how has this affected your life, relationships, career, or family? What have you done to solve this problem? You want to know what they've done already. You also want to be cautious of somebody who has done every single program. You know, if they've done 15 programs and they're still in the same position, you want to ask them about that. Well, why didn't they work for you? Did you actually do the work? Because, I don't know, if you're like me, you may not want to work with somebody who isn't willing to do the hard work. All right? And that might be something you say out loud. You know, so why haven't, if you've done 15 programs, why haven't they worked? What more would you need? Which I don't actually have that written down. That's actually a good question. I'm going to type that right now. What more would you need to be successful? It's a good question. Okay. And then how long have you been this frustrated, angry, or sad? Okay. So all of these questions are more like a flow. I'm not saying you do one and then the other. You know, one will tag on to another. So use these. Have these in front of you, which is why it's great to do these on the phone, because you have your notes in front of you. You do not need to memorize this stuff. Give yourself a break, and you're probably going to be nervous, and do these on the phone and not face-to-face. Perfectly fine. If you're on Skype, I would say do not use video. They don't need to be seeing you. And if they do, you can just say, well, I'm going to have my notes here and I'm going to take notes. And you can still have your notes in front of you of questions you're going to ask. But, you know, just let them know that you're going to be typing and writing down notes, and you get to have everything right in front of you. And importantly, acknowledge their pain and their feelings, right? Wow. You know, let them hear the compassion. So I say that you don't want to talk too much, but you do want to acknowledge their feelings. Gosh, that must be hard. That must be scary. That must be painful. Yikes, okay? So now you've delved into that pretty well. Now you need to give them some hope. You want to help them see where they want to go, help them see the solution that they want. So you want to ask these questions. So this comes after what you just went through, some of the pain. Well, where do you want to be? How do you want to feel? Why is this important for you? Some of these questions can come during, but you want to, at some point, make sure you really, before you dive into making an offer and a sale and asking for a sale, you want to make sure that they're clear on what is it, why is this important for you, and how do you want to feel? How would this, whatever outcome they want, how would losing, you know, 15 more pounds transform your life? How would making an extra $5,000 a month transform your life? How would, you know, having incredible, delicious food that you can eat transform your life, your family, your income, your business? Let them speak to all of that, okay? How would actually pursuing your own career now and not having to worry about your, and not having to only support your military spouse, how would that transform your life, your family, your income, your business? What would that feel like for you, okay? what does success, or what, so I use the general word success, so whatever they're after, sort of the same, similar to the one before that. What would losing 10 pounds look like for you? Describe that for me. What would it look like for you? Paint me the picture. Okay? When they're painting you the picture, they're giving you words of transformation that you want to be using in your marketing, but they're also helping you see, oh, yes, I can do that for you. Totally. You want to be thinking that in your head, uh-huh. You don't tell them that yet, but you're like, yep, I can totally do that. That's exactly what I do. And you're jumping up and down inside saying, yes, I do that. Yay. Okay. What do you want instead? And how would your life change if you've had that? Whatever that is, right? Whatever what they're looking for is. All right, so that's helping them see hope, helping them see where they want to go. Now you help them see the gap, where they are and where they want to be. They may, at this point, have started to ask you some buying questions. I gave you some in case you don't recognize them. How much does it cost? What is your process? What does a session look like? How long will it take? What does it include? When will the retreats be? What kind of results have you had? Those are beautiful questions that you want to have some answers prepared for. This is where you talk a little bit more. And this is where they're asking buying questions. They've now become a buyer. You're excited by this point. Maybe nervous because you have to answer these questions, but you're excited because they're in a buying mode. So you answer those questions. Now, if they haven't out and out right asked you, well, what do you have to offer? Can you help me? I would love your coaching. At this point, then you ask, how do you think I can help you? Do you have any more questions? So they might be like, well, yeah, you know, like, what's your coaching look like? How do I work with you? Right? But you let them ask you. Now you make an offer. You give a solution to their problem. Okay? So they may have said, okay, yeah, so I would love to work with you. You know, what does that look like? You're like, well, I have a program that might be exactly what you're looking for. Is it okay if I run it by you? They're going to be like, yes, for Pete's sake. Can you tell me what I want to know? Because I'm dying to work with you. It sounds like we're a great match. So you say, okay. So you say, look, here's what I've heard. You know, you give me a tiny 2-second summary of what what they just said. You know, you said to me that you'd love some support or some help. You know, you're trying to get from point A to point B, and it's been a real challenge for you. You've tried some other things, and this is what you're looking for. Like, you want to lose 10 pounds. Like, you want to make some money. You're looking for the, you want to start your own business at this point. You're tired of supporting just your military spouse. It's time for you to move on. Well, here's what I offer. I offer my, now you pick a package, pick one. I offer my 6-session package. I have my year-long program. Whatever it is that you're going to offer, pick something and offer it. And again, it's not, my sessions are 90 minutes and we'll do tapping, this and that. No, it's getting back to the transformation that you provide. Well, in my 6-month program that I offer, we'll take you from here to here, which is exactly where you said you were looking to get. I can take you there with my step-by-step process. Right? That's something like that. Here's an example. Based on our discussion, your challenge is this, and you want to go here. Well, I have this product or this program or this 6-session package that will help you get there. Right? It's going to help you get where you want to go. And the investment is $4,000. So what it says here is the retail. So maybe you're going to offer them a discount. I would advise you to offer some kind of discount just for today, because that's how we're wired. We love an incentive. We love a discount. We love a break. We love a coupon, okay? So what's the reason? You have to have a reason why. So maybe it's your birthday. Maybe it's because they're the first of, 5 people that you said you would offer this to. If you did a live presentation, you said the first 5 people will get, a discount. So here it is. Here's your discount. It's only in this moment because you have found that people who work with you and say yes right now, in the moment are people who decide quickly and they know what they want and they work best with me. By the way, you will find out that that is true. So you can use that based on my experience and everybody else's experience that I know. You will find that that is true. The more people hem and haw and say, not sure, and are indecisive, they are not going to be the best clients for you. Take my word for it. You will see that on your own. So that's a great reason to offer a discount, because people who act quickly are going to be the ones who put your stuff into action, put your process into action. Okay? So then you say, okay, so it's $4,000. However, today, because I find that the folks who really know what they want and are decisive are my best clients, because they're ready to implement and get into action, I'm offering a discount right now. Today's right now, in this moment, today's special only, where you get $1,000 off and it's $3,000. And then you stop talking, just like I did. You leave that tension, that awkward silence, and you say nothing until they talk again. You say nothing. And it's $3,000. The investment is $3,000. Awkward. Awkward. And you just stay there. And they say, oh, wow. Okay, great. I would love it. And you say, well, how would you like to pay? Credit card? I can take it right now. And then you go and you get their money, however you would do that. And then you say, when would you like to book your first session? And you get all that buttoned up in that phone call. Now, the part that everybody wants to know about is, you know, what if they say no? What if there's concerns? What if they don't have enough money? Blah, 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 right? So what I found is not enough money, not enough time, or they need to think about it. Those are the three concerns we hear the most often. I can't afford it and not enough time. We typically go about that the same way. So here, I've starred underneath, if you're looking at your handout, money is never the problem. It is about change, beliefs, and your vows. It is absolutely 100% up to you to help them see that their choices and decisions that have created where they are today, that without a different strategy, they're going to get the same results. That's your job. That's the transformation that you are providing within the strategy session, is that, is to let them see that if they don't make a different choice, they don't do anything differently, they're going to have the same results, which I would imagine, since they're talking to you, are pretty crappy, okay? So you want to help them see that on their own with more guided questions, right? So here are some of the questions underneath. You can also brainstorm with them about money, but ask some questions first. So they may not see the value. So you're going to ask them some of those cost questions, right, by reminding them of their answers before and then asking them deeper questions again. So, $3,000, are you serious? That's crazy. I can't afford that. Well, you know, you said that it's already cost you $10,000 by being stuck in your business. Are you willing to be in that same situation again next year? $3,000, I can't pay that. Nope, not going to do it. You said that you are in your house, you never leave, you're isolated, you're lonely, you're completely sad, you're sort of, you know, really in a pickle here. You've called out of work so much because you feel so bad and lonely, because you're really dying to be with your significant other, and it's been going on for 10 years. Are you willing to wait another year for that? Okay, so you just want them to see, is this enough of a problem for them? They might be like, yep, I'll wait another year. And you're like, okay, good luck with that. And, you know, they say no, and that's fine. They're not your perfect client. But then they might say, well, yes, but I don't know how I would get that $3,000 now. Okay, well, let's brainstorm, you know, is it okay if we sort of brainstorm some ideas? Where could you get the money? Does somebody owe you money? Do you have money on your credit card? Is there someone you can borrow it from? You know, what's it worth for you? Because if they invest in themselves, and you can say that. I have seen when people step up and find a way to invest in themselves, miracles happen. When you say yes, the process already starts. So what can that look like for you? Okay? So you give them some hope. You give them some, you know, so you help them brainstorm. But they're doing most of the talking. You're asking questions. Okay? So use these questions down here. Other powerful ones, if not now, when? If not with me or with this program, then who are you going to do it with? Remember, this goes back to sort of Mary's, Mary's question, but if not with me, then who are you going to do it with? Actually, it doesn't go back to Mary's question at all. It just goes back to if they're, what I meant was Laura Jacks Gilmore's question, offering a resource, right? So if not with me, then with who, right? So we can always, this is a strategy session, discovery session, you can help them with another resource. So this helps them. So if they're not the right person for you, happily give them another resource. But if they are still a perfect customer for me, you still can say, if not with me, then who are you going to do it with? Because I'm committed to helping you find a strategy. Okay? So that's a good thing to add. I'm committed to helping you find a strategy. Right? So you're still in there with them. You're still being their coach. You're still helping them with the hard questions. All right. So, and if they say, I don't have enough time, then you can ask some of those cost questions again. How long are you willing to stay there? If you like this again next year. All right. So those are really powerful questions, again, to help them see for themselves. We're not pressuring them, but we are helping them get into that tension place. If they say no, then they say no. Have a nice day. What does come up is I need to think about it, which usually is another, you know, you bring them back to, okay, you can think about it, but just so you know, this, are there any questions I can answer for you, right? So you want to, I just skipped that whole middle piece for a minute, but if they need to think about it, it's, is there anything else you need to know? Can I help you make the decision? And then you just go to the beginning section that we were just in, because it's usually a money problem. But remember, it's never a money problem. It's really a belief problem. So you're helping them uncover that. So the last piece is if I have to ask my spouse. And that's fine. A lot of people have commitments with their significant others. You know, they don't make larger money decisions without talking to the other person. We totally want to honor that. Absolutely. However, here's how you do it. You say, okay, I need to talk to my husband about this. Great. When will you be able to do that? And they say, about by 9 o'clock, I should know. Great. Then here's what we'll do. I totally want to honor that you have a commitment with your spouse to talk about financial decisions. That's a great, it's a great strategy to have. And I also honor that you're excited and committed to coaching to working with me. So how about I take your information and your credit card information and prepare you, okay? And if I don't hear from you, then I will assume you're ready to begin and to start your transformation. If I do hear from you by email or phone call, you will decide that ahead of time. If I do hear from you and that you aren't moving forward, I will happily shred that for you, okay? So let's begin by giving me your credit card number or, you know, you can. Are you ready to move forward? That's how you want to leave it. Because if you leave it, sure, go talk to your spouse and call me back. They'll 99% of the time not call you back. And if they're not trusting you with their information, then they don't trust you as a coach, and they're not a perfect client for you. So remember, there's mutual trust here in this. So that's how you want to handle that situation. So I've been talking forever, but this is a hugely important process for you. So I will take any questions or any clarifications that you need. If you want to star too, I'll hang out and answer any questions that you may have about your situation or what you've experienced. All right. Hi, Mary.
Hello again. Okay.
What do you got?
I have never put prices on my website, and I would prefer not to because people can look at that and already determine they don't want to work with me.
Yes, I would advise against that as well.
Okay. So do I spell out at all on my website about the packages, or is that specifically saved for the strategy session?
Yeah, packages are talked about on the strategy session. What I would put on the, on your website is there can be – so – you can have we're going to have you do your video course, right? So at the end of your video course, there can be sign up here for my strategy session. And then there can be a page that talks a little bit about, at some point you're going to be talking about the transformation you provide, like a little bit about what you do in your transformation,
mm-hmm.
right? And again, that's going to be more about the benefits like we discussed last week. So, the problems, are you sick of this? Are you tired of feeling lonely? Are you tired of, you know, never leaving your home? Are you tired of eating crappy food? Whatever your thing is. And then whatever transformation you provide, what is, imagine if you could feel this, a few bullet points, talk to me for a strategy session, right? And then you'd have a little button for them to fill out an application, apply for a strategy session here, and let's talk one-on-one and see how we can get you from point A to point B, right? So you put that in there, and then there's a little, like I said, you can have a form for them to fill out, or if you don't have a form yet, that's totally fine. You can just say, email me right now for a strategy session. They send you an email, you book it, and you talk to them.
Okay.
But nothing about your packages or anything at this point, I would say. It's different when you start to have, if you have bigger programs, like Margaret has bigger programs, right? Margaret has, you know, Stand Out Like a Rockstar. We have Seven Levels of Wealth Manifestation. If you've got these already completed products and two sort of different programs, then you can put those on your website and talk about them. Right? But if you don't have all that yet, in fact, I'm telling you, you don't even, and to sell your stuff, you don't even need any of that right now. You just need a little bit about the transformation that you provide and some, you want to identify your perfect customer by getting in their head and allowing, you know, and putting some of those questions up there. That's really all you need in order to get people to a strategy session.
Okay. And then this goes along with it, though. If you have people pay by PayPal,
mm-hmm.
And that's on your website, you know, they'd be able to just click on that and go, oh, my God, she's got a package
mm-hmm.
for X amount. So
mm-hmm.
is that just?
So if you just use PayPal right now, here's what I do with that. You know, and there's definitely some issues with PayPal that I know people have had as far as, you know, taking multiple orders and stuff like that. But
oh.
you probably haven't run into that, and that's okay. I still use PayPal, and it's fine. I've still used it. It's totally fine. You know, eventually you'll need a different kind of shopping cart, they call it. But right now PayPal is fine. What I have done, I've done it in two different ways when I was doing this before. What I would do is I would create a page, right, where I would have my own page on my website. So if you have somebody creating your pages for you,
mm-hmm.
it's the page on your website that nobody can see. So you
okay.
can have pages that are hidden or not hidden, right?
Right.
So on the page, you can have your packages there for you to look at, but nobody else looks at. And what you can do is, I've done it both ways. I would give them that I've had, and you do this all on the phone, and it's awkward and it feels weird, but it doesn't matter because until they press, like, send on the sale button, and until they press buy now and they put their credit card information, it's not a sale.
Mm-hmm.
And all the work that you've just done is wasted. So you can have that page, right, and then or each package have a different page. Send them the link to that page and say, here's your package, and I'm going to send it to you right now in this moment. Are you by your email? Most people are. Okay, click, click, click. You wait. Oh, there it is. And I'm like, you're like, okay. So just press on the buy now button. Put your information in. I'll get a confirmation. I'm going to sit here and wait. I'll help you through it if you need it. So you can do it that way,
mm-hmm.
right? Or what I have done also is using that same process, you have it, the pay now button, only you can see, you hit it yourself, dink, pay now, as if you're the client, and you say, okay, give me your name, you type it in, what's your credit card number, you type it in, what's your, you know, all your information, you're typing it in because it doesn't know if it's you or them, right? You're asking
right.
them permission, they're giving you their number, you type all that in, dink, and you press send, and then the confirmation will go to them.
Okay.
And then you'll make the sale that way. So that's sort of a workaround. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit of a pain in the butt, but it's a way that you can do it where you take control of the buying situation, the sales, the, you know, the sale, so that you're not leaving them to their own devices to either see prices ahead of time without having the conversation with you, and also so that you have them buying it right now while you're on the phone call with them, not giving them a chance to, you know, you have them in this beautiful moment where they really see it clearly. And you know as well as I know that once we have too much time, the other part of us, our mind, our beliefs start to take over, and then, you know, the sale's done.
Right.
It's
okay.
not going to happen.
That's perfect.
Is that
Thank
helpful?
You. Very helpful. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Mary. All right. So next I have private. So if you raise your hand, just start talking. Hello? It's a 425 number, 425-533. 425-333. Oh, you hung up. Okay. Skype user. All right. We have somebody on Skype, 661.
Yes, this is Mariette. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. Anthony, one question. When you spoke about after helping them see the gap where they are and where they want to be, and if they started asking specific buying questions, and you have not taken them yet through the process of offering the solution, the benefits, and all that stuff. And if they ask, how much does this coaching cost? What is the proper answer there?
Sure. That's a great question. Great question. Because sometimes that's a super great question. In fact, I'm going to write that down right now so I can incorporate that into the script also. What if they prematurely ask? Okay, so what you do is, if they prematurely ask, you know, our instinct is to be like, okay, let's dive right in and I'll tell you exactly how much. However, if we haven't demonstrated their pain, you know, they haven't seen it enough, they haven't seen the hope yet enough, then by giving them the value, the price, they may not see the value yet, okay? Now, this is also to distinguish the difference between somebody who, like, knows you pretty well, somebody who, you know, if you've spoken at an event and then now they're having a session, they're like, oh, I am so ready. Yes, let's do it. How much do they cost? I have my credit card ready. Then you're like, okay. Then, you know, you're confident that they're on board. They see the value, as opposed to, you know, halfway in, you're saying, okay, well, how's that been for you? Like, well, you know, so how much does it cost, you know, for this? Anyway, I just want to know how much it costs. You're like, so what you can say is, I absolutely want to, I will tell you how much it is. However, before I do that, I need to see if we're a good match. I also, like a doctor, I'm not going to give you, you know, an anecdote without actually seeing what's going on first. I need a clearer picture of what's happening with you first and where you want to go before I can literally prescribe what's best for you, right? And we're not prescribing here, you know, for any of us who are tappers or whatever. But what I'm saying is, you know, but like a doctor, you know, they're not going to prescribe a medicine for you without, first of all, knowing what's going on. Well, same thing with me, you know, because I'm imagining that you may have a few different packages, right? This person may need, you know, they may need just the 3-session package and that's it. You see that, oh, this will be pretty quick, 3 sessions is enough for them. Or, you know what, oof, this is pretty hardcore. They're going to need like my 6-month package. So you don't know that until you go through with them, right? Until you tell them that, you know, I need to get a clear, in order for me to really see where you're, in order to offer you the best package, and I need to see clearly where you are. I need to see where you want to go, where you are. So if we can continue to ask questions, we'll get there. I promise you, I'm not going to leave you hanging, but I need to get clearer on where you are and how I can serve you best. So you can use language like that. It's about serving them best. It's about getting them where they want to go. It's making sure you clearly understand. It's about seeing if you're really a good match. So that those are some words that you can use and some verbiage you can use. Does that help?
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Great. Thank you. Great, great question. Thank you for that. All right. So we have somebody else. Hello. So 425-333.
It's me. It's Joan.
Oh, hi, Hi, Joan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. What's your question?
Well, you know what? I do actually have my prices on the website, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I have everything from sessions to how much my program is, and I honestly just find it so much easier because then I know that when the people are really interested. First of all, the program prices are pretty deeply embedded, but
right.
they'd have to have read through a lot of stuff to get to it. But
mm-hmm.
I personally just find it easier to, then I know if someone's calling me for that question, they're
mm-hmm.
they're very interested.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, I mean, I don't know that I'd ever take my prices off for my sessions, but would it help to take the prices of the program off?
Well, you know, I would say for how much is the program?
$5,500, but it's going up.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the more it goes up, the more you're going to want. I mean, I feel that you could be missing some people. Now, you do have a very detailed, you know, you said you have a very detailed, you know, probably sales page going on there, like you said. But how are people getting there? Are they just finding out about you? Are you offering, you know, are you doing like a preview call type thing where you're, you know, then guiding people to the page or just?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. I mean, I think most people come because they've read the book. Or they've seen.
Okay, great. Yep. So you've got the book. Yep.
Seen me speak, and I mean, I'm all over.
Right.
I'm speaking somewhere every week.
Okay. So, and are you? Do you have a team? You know, because you've been in business for a while. Do you have a team doing these kind of strategy sessions, or would you be doing them yourself?
I kind of do. I do them. I have one gal that is just starting to do it. I used to have another
mm-hmm.
gal that did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've found that a lot of times, I do still like doing it, but I'm training the other gal to do it. Like she helped me get the last three students in the last, I taught a big class in July, and so four people joined. But and then so she helps like with the payment plans if they have to do
sure,
that
sure.
and stuff like that.
Perfect. Okay.
I almost want
yeah.
her to kind of look at some of these questions more. But I still, you know, there's still the kind of crazy factor I could end up with, and so I do kind of want
yeah.
to hear their voice. You know.
Sure.
I don't care
no,
how much
and that's,
money
that's
they have.
Super. Yes, exactly, right? So, you know, the having them fill out an application weeds some of that out, right?
Yeah.
There's probably some questions you could ask.
I have a 15-page where it ends up, it's six pages, but once people fill it out, it ends up being about a 15-page intake form.
Perfect. Okay. So here's what I would say, and I do want to, about the question I asked Joan about whether she does them herself. I know she's been in business for a long time. She has a book. She's out there speaking. And as you heard, she's still doing her, you know, some of her own strategy session calls. Anyone who has not, you know, done like, I don't know, thousands of them or hundreds of them should not be hiring somebody else to do them yet. You need to do them yourself first. I just want to make sure that's super clear. And because it's super important to know this process, be comfortable with it yourself, and then you can be able to, you can teach somebody else to do it. But only, you know, after you've done quite a few of them yourself, should you be, you know, giving them and delegating that part of it. You can delegate anything else in your business, but this sales piece, you need to do it. You got to go through the heartache, the pain first. So I just want to throw that out there in case anyone heard that and said, oh, I'm going to delegate it and somebody else is going to do it. I didn't want that to happen. But to answer your question specifically, Joan, you know, you're going to be increasing your prices, and there are people that are going to be saying no just because of that, and I think you're going to be doing yourself and them a disservice by leaving that up there. because it's going to require a phone call. It's going to require, you know, you have that intake form that could be, you know, as you describe the whole program, there can be that application that they fill out first. Then from there you decide if they can even be admitted, you know, to a strategy session, because you'll be able to weed out some of the crazy there. And then it'll be more worth your while because they've already filled out the form, they've jumped through a few hoops, you know that they're more committed, you ask financial questions, I'm assuming, and if you don't, it would be great to ask some, you know, how much are you willing to invest, or how much have you invested, or what's your income, like you want to ask some investment questions on our strategy session applications to see if they're even willing to invest or have money to invest. And then you'll have more prepared and more likely candidates for your program. And then so it would be less work for you and then more yeses as you're moving through the process. But I'm going to say I bet you're losing people just by that without having – and especially if you're going to increase your price, which you should definitely be increasing your prices, your investments, which I'm pretty sure Margaret's telling you to do. So I would say take that off. Because you'll see that in her, Margaret's creating her new website, her Rockstars on a Mission, there'll be nothing in there about prices. You only get that through talking to somebody. And because, again, there could be a perfectly perfect candidate, but without seeing and without really being taken through, well, what is your struggle here? And where do you want to go? And without them resonating with you in that way and having a conversation, there's going to be less chance that they would actually say yes to that, even though you have it all written down. Because a lot of people will skip right to the price.
And what I probably should do is start recording them so that I could train the people.
You got it. I was just going to say that exactly. So recording them, we record them for ourselves to see how we're doing, and then you start recording them and keeping the best ones you've done. And if, you know, anyone who's just starting out is now thinking forward, you know, 2 or 3 or 5 years, exactly. When you delegate, they have this beautiful template that you can bring them to. They get to hear what successful phone calls sound like, or not, you know, or ones that weren't successful. They get to hear the yeses and the noes. Huge, hugely valuable training tool.
And then, like, I've had one or two people, you know, say that's expensive, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I spent that to study with Carolyn Mace for 1 weekend 15 years ago. I mean,
right.
And I can't help but to say, okay, you're a ding-a-ling, but, you know,
yeah,
I don't.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, it depends on, you know, where they are in their life, but, you know, being that now you are, and some people are really clueless about how much things do cost because they haven't invested in themselves as much. Some people really are. So you want to be sure that within that application form there are financial questions. You know, what is your yearly income? What is your monthly income? How much have you invested on, you know, whatever makes sense for you, but personal development or in your career or whatever, right? So that you sort of see, are they used to investing? You know, have they already exercised that muscle? How many of my programs have you bought? Or, you know, did you at least buy my book or whatever? How'd you find out about me? So finding out, definitely asking those financial questions helps you decide, you know, is it going to be someone who's sort of a ding-a-ling? But also, it's really important for them to have to jump through some hoops because that will have them be more prepared and ready and be ready to make that financial investment, which is why I would say, yeah, get that off.
So that should almost be more of the preliminary form. I mean, I could ask some of the questions from the intake form, but that's really a separate, like, welcome to the program interview that where, like, I kind of guide them as to what electives they might take, whether it would be.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, you want to, I would say, pluck some questions from there and make a strategy session application. Or this program is by application only. So here you go, fill it out. So you don't even need to call it necessarily a strategy session, but you can say this program is by application only. Fill this out, send it my way. You will be contacted within 48 hours for an interview.
All right, that's great.
And
yeah.
Yeah, and if we deem you worthy, then you're in.
No, you know, I tell you, in the beginning, I was just like, oh my God, I don't even know if they're mentally well, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I just
mm-hmm.
really, I have to hear their voice.
Right.
And so I only let my people do the, you know, the gal that used to do it and the gal that's doing it now, do it if it's somebody that's taken a class and I've seen them and I've worked with them for a whole weekend and I know they're stable. Because, you know,
well,
you get these animal
yeah.
people in these groups.
Right.
Like, oh, boy. Wow.
It's kind of the nature of, sure, the nature of what you do will draw some of those people out. So I would say... So you listen to their voice, but I bet you that there are other indicators that you may have missed. Like there's other ways that they answer questions or there's questions that you could ask that would lead to that. You know, like some questions that get to some of those delusional places, like, you know, are you hearing animal voices in your sleep? Or I don't know if that's one of them, but do you know what I mean?
No, it's just more, they're more emotionally super, they're just, yeah, they're not going to be someone that could professionally go out and handle somebody's crisis because they're in crisis themselves. You know what I mean?
All right.
More like that.
Yep, so there's questions you can ask that would elicit that emotional crisis information, right? There's a way that they've answered that you would be able to put on an application or give to your people to ask that would elicit that information, I bet. Asking if somebody has, you know, a job isn't necessarily an indicator, but I know people that are emotionally, you know, how long have you been in your current position?
Yeah.
You know, if they've been jumping around, then that would show that they're not quite stable there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other questions.
Yeah.
But.
No, that's a really good thing because, I mean, 75% of what I do is, you know, more, no, that's, well, almost half of what I do is like, you know, tomorrow somebody has to make a decision about putting their dog down, you know, so
right.
It's like you can't have people that are completely a mess in their own life helping someone make decisions. I mean, I'm not going to make
exactly,
but you know what I mean.
I do. I've actually done that before, by the way, just so you know, and I use an animal communicator to do that with my cat who is literally on its deathbed.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. And she was amazing. So, yeah, I totally get that. Yeah, so, you know, you can have them describe, you know, when you're, I don't know, what was it like when your pet died? Or, I don't know, just some questions like that. And if they were, you know, why do you want to do this work? Or, you know, things like that might help to sort of get to some of that, you know, stability. But I would create a separate strategy session application. This is for all of you who... you know, where you're getting at some financial information, where you're getting at, you know, the stability, which is what you require, that is an application for the program. And that's when they can find out how much it is.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'll
mm-hmm.
I'll take it off.
Perfect.
And I'm going to, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
Great, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joan. Awesome. All right. And we are on Stefan. All right. I know we're like over in time, but I wanted to answer any questions that you guys had. So, Stefan, you are on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. I'm not sure if it's a question so much as an alternative view, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do packages at all.
Yep, I know.
Because I hate them. I don't like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like to me it's a turnoff if I'm trying to, you know, talk to a new practitioner, and they says, well, I have these packages, you know, six sessions, whatever sessions, five sessions. And it's like, well, I don't know how many sessions I'm going to do with you. I'm a committed
mm-hmm.
person. I'm not a one-off client. You know, I'll work with you
mm-hmm.
as long as I feel like I'm getting benefits until I'm done,
mm-hmm.
I'm done. So to me, if somebody's tried to force me into a package, I'd say, well, you're not the right person for me because you're too rigid.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like offering packages and very few people ask me about it, but every once in a while somebody says, well, do you have like a, you know, a 6 or 10 package discounted price? And
mm-hmm.
then my response to that is, you know, I've thought of doing packages before, but the way packages actually work is that the package price is the price that you really, that we practitioners really think of as our real price, and the non-package price of a single session then becomes inflated. So I said, you know, what I would do if I was going to do a package with you is, you know, the amount you're currently paying, that would be my package price, and my one, you know, my individual session price would be $150 a session. So
right.
You're already getting my package price discount because I don't do packages. And they go, oh, okay, that's great then. And I've never had a problem with that. Nobody's always said, oh,
right.
Well, I'll find somebody who'll give me a discount. I just say, I'm already.
Well, let me ask you a question. So I don't necessarily agree, but and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But what? So how are they paying you? Literally, like every time they come in, they write a check, or every time they talk to you, they send you. Is it
they
an
prepay every
payment,
session?
Or?
Well, no, they just I have all clients prepay one session at a time. So you
okay.
know, we schedule sessions every week, and then I say, please pay me the day before the session, and
right.
they can use either PayPal
then,
or my credit card processing.
And then at the end of that session, like, okay, so do you want to have another session? And they're like, yep. And then
depends
they do
on the
it that
client.
Way.
Most, well, some clients we just schedule week to week, and
mm-hmm.
some clients we say, you know, let's just lock in a certain day and time, and that'll be your weekly time slot. But people
right.
continue. I don't have people only do 1, 2, 3 sessions with me. They tend to be like me. They just keep
right.
going until they feel like they're done. And it
mm-hmm.
might be 20 sessions, whatever.
Right. And so it seems to be working for you, which is fine, and you can continue to do that, which is totally fine. But here's what I'm going to say to that and why I would say it doesn't really work for everybody, or I would even say most people.
Okay.
What a package does is, so you get the package concept in that you're working with people long-term because you get that one session isn't really enough. And that those aren't really the kind of clients that you have anyway. You have
yeah, I never
clients
get
that are long-term. Yeah, and I had it the same way. You know, when I started out too, I didn't even have packages either. And I worked with people for months and months and, you know, long time. We would work, you know, I had the ones that like to go deep because those are
right.
kind of people that I like to work with.
And that's why I tell
so
people in our initial interview, is I do deep.
Yes.
I'm not the
exactly.
I'm not quick.
Exactly. So here's what I say, though. When, you know, and if money is not a problem for you, then that's fine. But what ends up happening is at every single session becomes another buying decision that they need to make, right? So every single session ends up, okay, well, are you going to, you know, now you already said you have a set time. So you're sort of doing packages, but you're just not saying it. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
yeah.
it's
we're not
it's
yeah,
like,
I'm not locking them into arbitrary numbers of sessions.
Right, exactly, which is the piece I think that bothers you. So, yes, and some of it is arbitrary, unless you're doing like a 7-week program, right, where you're going to take them through this process for 7 weeks. But sometimes we don't know when they're going to be, you know, when the aha moment's going to come and when they're going to be done. However, what I find most often happens is that somebody will come in and do a session and they will, you know, sort of feel better. And then especially when it's something like, you know, you're helping people, you know, find their soulmate. So there's sort of, I imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, a natural ending to all of this is when they have found their person. Is that typically the natural ending? Or am
no,
I
the natural ending. See, what we do early on is we try and identify all of the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end up with this big list. So it becomes very clear what we're working on. It's like, okay, here's 20 things that, 20 blocks you have about finding love. And let's just start working through them one by one. And when we, at the end of the list, if no new blocks came up along the way, then I say, all right, seems like you're pretty clear now. And here's
okay.
some strategies, here's some law of attraction strategies to try and speed up finding the person and
okay.
Yeah, good luck.
So, what you're in essence doing is creating personal packages for everybody. You're just not having them pay up front. Almost is what's happening.
Yeah,
which,
I always
which would be more of a stick. That's sort of a stick strategy that you've created.
Right.
You're like, okay, so here it is. Here's your 20 things. This is what it's going to take for us to get done. And you're going to pay me weekly. You're going to prepare each session. But here's what it's going to take for you. So you've sort of created these individual packages for everybody. And it's a stick strategy because they know that unless they, which is a pretty creative stick strategy on your part, unless they go through all of these, they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to
get what they want, right?
Not going to get what they want, which is pretty
and
compelling reason for them to stick around.
Yeah, and I do that no matter what we're working on, even if it's not finding love. If you just have another issue, I'll say, all right, let's see if we can figure
sure.
out all the sources of your issue. Here's the list, and then let's work
right.
through the list. Yeah.
Now, I imagine that this could easily become some kind of program because, or, you know, you could make this a package in that for people who, you know, there must be some similar things that everybody has when they, the box that they have when they have found love, you know, when they haven't found their love. There's probably the same 20 things or the same 15 things that everybody has. You could, in essence, and you don't have to, but create some kind of package that says, look, these are most common, these are what I've seen, more bang for your buck, here it is. If more stuff comes up, then we'll address it, but here's what I've seen, you know, are the 15 blocks that people who have not found their love run into. So that's a package I would suggest for you. But you don't necessarily have to do that because, you know, the way you've created the stick strategy, which means, by the way, they stick around, and you've created a strategy for them. They're seeing the map laid out. You've showed them the process. However, for most of us who are not, don't exactly have it out that way and aren't building it the way you do it, we can build a package or we can build a strategy for people by saying, look, here, I'm going to suggest that in my experience that I would say start off with my, you know, six session package. Because otherwise, if we don't exactly have, because I didn't do it the way you did it, right? I didn't have that kind of strategy set out. So otherwise, it's a new buying decision every time. Every time we have to reestablish, okay, you need to come back because you're not done yet. You need to come back. You're not done yet. You need to come back. So when are you coming back? Are you coming back?
Well, I guess that's the thing is that I'm keeping in all of our sessions that we're always talking about the ultimate goal. And if we're not at the ultimate goal, we know we need to keep going. Because here's the thing that scares me, why I brought it up as an alternative. I know, you know, you've been talking so strongly about packages. Is you know, in one way, yes, there's an advantage that it can commit people to you. It's like, okay, they've paid for X number of sessions. But it could also be a barrier to entry. For example, you know, just me personally, to me it's a turnoff. But also, I recommended an EFT practitioner to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this person had packages. So my mom went to the person's website, talked to her on the phone, did not sign up for her, came back to me, and she goes, she wants me to pay for 4 sessions up front.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to talk my mom into it. That was like to the turn off to my mom. She said, well, Mom, look, you can afford it. It's not that much money.
Right.
You can do it. So I had to, like, talk her into it before she went forward. If she had not had me to talk her into it, she probably wouldn't have done it. So in that case, making her pay for a package up front would have lost that client.
Right.
Well,
I would say that I wasn't there, but that gets alleviated when you follow this sales process.